This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program tonight, we're going to be talking about an event that's going to be coming up a little bit later on. But first, want to introduce to you from the River Raisin Beekeepers, Janet Tucker. Janet, so good to have you back on the show again.
It's wonderful to be here.
As well as Don Warner. Don!
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
Yes.
It's good to have you back. Before we get to the actual annual event that you have coming up in May, let's talk about and refresh people's memories and about what the River Raisin Beekeepers are all about, Don.
It's all about education and teaching people how to be beekeepers and stay a beekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And not just, you know, fly by night and say, this isn't for me, and we're gone. So,
yeah.
Janet and I both teach a class every winter on beekeeping, and that kind of helps get them prepared for what's to come. And
now, you do that class at the Tech Center, if I remember correctly, right?
We do two of them now.
Oh, okay.
One at the Tech Center, and then we do one at Tecumseh where the Raisin River Watershed.
Oh, okay.
Facilities at.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent, excellent. Yeah. Good deal. Yeah, and the thing is that you want to make sure that if this is something that they would like to, as you mentioned, Don, to pursue, to be able to stay at it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's all the, everything that I've ever read will tell you that if you don't have a mentor, you won't last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to avoid, a bunch of people getting in and getting back out.
Yeah.
So, and you're going to lose a few anyway. People are going to decide this isn't for me or I don't have time or whatever, but we're gaining more than we're losing. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why beekeeping? Why should people look into beekeeping, Janet?
It is a wonderful hobby. They are fascinating little creatures. And the more I learn about them, the more fascinated I become. We know that we need pollinators for our crops to keep the food supply going, but we also need them to keep everything in balance in our, you know, in our ecosystem.
Yeah,
they're an integral part of it. So, yeah. It's a wonderful hobby to get into. Of course, the honey is always a bonus.
Yes.
You know? But we're also helping our environment by taking care of these creatures.
Exactly. And we're finding out more and more as time goes on how important it is to make sure we always have a good supply of bees around to do that pollinating. Right, Don?
That's right. It takes that little bitty bee has got to do a lot of work to get any pollinating done.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why they a good strong hive will have between 50,000 and 60,000 bees in it. It takes a lot of bees,
yeah,
to you know, just to pollinate one apple tree. There's a lot of visits that be made.
Wow, wow.
And with other crops as well. It's a pickles, for instance. You've seen pickles with the tail end of them curled over.
Mm-hmm.
That bee didn't have enough bees pollinating that plant.
Really?
It takes 13 bees to make a straight pickle.
No kidding.
Yes.
That sounds funny, but you know, it's so true, right?
Yes.
But you know, it shows the importance of bees and the pollination and what and why we do need them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every third bite of food you put in your mouth had to be pollinated by something, whether it be a honeybee, a local bee, a bumblebee, or a butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
But by far, the honeybee carries the biggest part of the load, just simply in numbers alone.
Yeah. So it's, for those who might be listening to this for the first time, of course, we have talked about this for the past couple of years now, but for those of you that might be listening in for the first time on this, this is, when you're talking about beekeeping, we are talking about honeybees, right, Janet?
We are talking about honeybees when we're doing beekeeping, yes.
Yeah.
And we know that honeybees they pollinate about 80% of the crops. So it's important that we keep them around. We do have other native pollinators, but since the beekeeping or the bee industry has become so large, they have taken over quite a bit of the pollination.
Huh. Now, Don, with that, if you set them up to get into beekeeping, is it something that's like the old saying, if you build it, they will come?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
Along with a lot of coaxing and a lot of people to help get you there.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to do in the Raging River Bee Club.
Yeah. Now, how often do you meet then as a club then?
Usually once a month. And whether it be in a building or in my bee yard or somebody else's bee yard, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's going on, we try to do things to bring everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
Like cooking sugar in the fall so that if we need anything in the winter, we've got some already ready to go. And we'll meet at my house and do that. And we'll throw a sheet of plywood on a couple of sawhorses, and everybody will bring a little snack, you know. And
sure.
And I think last year we cooked 75 pounds of sugar.
No kidding. So, wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of sugar.
And then in the spring, we'll end up meeting in my bee yard, and we'll bring all those new people that has took our class, and we'll put them right in a hive. So in that way, they'll have firsthand knowledge whether I can't handle this or I like this and I want more.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And that way they can kind of find out before they spend a lot of money to figure out, boy, I sure made a big mistake.
Yeah. And that's the main thing, right, Janet, is, you know, making sure that this is going to be a good fit for them.
Right. There's a lot of people that want to get into beekeeping, and they jump in without realizing, one, the amount of work that goes into it, two, the amount of education that they need to be successful, and three, just the sheer number of bees that can come out at you when you open up a hive. It's a eye-opening experience doing that. So, and that's where getting them in the bee yard before they get in there, it's like, can you handle 50,000 bees coming at you?
Yeah.
When you open up the roof of their house, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's always been the fun part for me, is the first time I put you in a beehive, is to watch your face and your eyes.
You know, either get big or you know, that apprehension, right, Don?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They either light up in enjoyment or they just light up in fear.
Yeah. So if they're interested in finding out more about the River Raisin Beekeepers, what is the best way for doing that, Janet?
Well, they can contact me through our Facebook page.
Okay.
Or through our website, either one. both of them, River Raisin Beekeepers.
Okay.
So they can search us through Facebook or through Google and find our website.
Just do a search. Right?
Mm-hmm, do a search, and they send a message. It comes straight to me, and we start setting them up.
Good deal. Now, that's what you want to do, is like get them started to start the process, right, Don?
We want to get them started, but we're going to be there for them down the road as well.
Yeah, yeah.
We have put, I don't know, I know for certain that I have put hundreds of people in their very first hive. So, and I don't know how many Janet has put in there, but I know her and Cecile and some other people we've put a lot of people in their hives.
Yeah.
And we're continue to be there for them. When somebody's got a problem, they call me or Janet or whomever, and I'll come to your place and we'll go in the hive and we'll look it over and say, now you're fine, or yeah, you do have a problem.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I just want to let you know that I already had a little dandelion come out.
Yay!
And they said that I'm not going to do anything to you. I'm going to let you be. And then, lo and behold, I came back home later in the afternoon. Of course, this was on the south side of my house. And I happened to see, guess what I saw? A bee on the dandelion.
Go.
I said, good deal. All right. This is awesome. So I was happy about that. I felt like I was helping to contribute. But let's talk about the event that's going to be coming up in May. And this is going to be your annual event that you have, right, Don?
Yes.
And this is going to be when?
May 17th from 10 till 4.
Okay, and that's a Saturday.
St. John's Church.
Right.
It's on the north end of town, out by the cinemas.
Right. Nice entryway into that, and you got a great big parking lot to be able to be at, right, Janet?
Huge parking lot. And we will also be using some of the grass area for kids' games. We've got like a bean bag toss and that kind of thing for them. But plenty of area for everybody to be able to park, everybody to be able to move around and see all the different crafters, visit all the different events that are going on within the festival. We've got our silent auction going on. We always have our honey tasting, which is a big hit.
Oh, yeah.
This year we have added in our scavenger hunt, though.
All right.
And our scavenger hunt, we have two categories, one for the kids and one for the adults. Of course, the adults is a little bit more difficult, but it gives them an opportunity to speak with the beekeepers, speak with some of the different crafters, and just get to know what's going on in their community, as well mm-hmm. as maybe win a prize.
There you go. All right. And you're going to also be having a lot of crafters this year, too, right?
We are. We have 35 already signed up.
Wonderful.
So, you know, we keep getting more and more every year. Some of them are returning favorites, like Michigan Bee Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves her. And Hubbard's Freeze-Dried Candies.
Oh, yeah.
So, but we're also going to be joined by some new ones. Lily Bee Mom just does some great products. Hens and Hives makes lots of nice soaps and things.
Oh, sure.
So,
yeah.
And, you know, we always have food there. We, as beekeepers, we always love food. So we make sure that's there. So.
Well, I understand you're going to have some new and different food trucks that are going to be there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we actually have Smokey D's coming in this year.
Cool.
Which I love their stuff, so yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
We also have Phyllis Fantastic Foods, which is new for us, and she's real excited to be there. But then we also have Hepner's Coffee Chat coming back, and that's, you know, like my staple, especially
yeah.
early in the morning when we're setting up. So
gotta have that caffeine, yeah.
Gotta have it. So we got some great people coming out to join us this year.
As well as a couple of new things. Well, I don't know if they're new, but you're going to have T-shirts available again?
We are. We've got Bee Festival T-shirts that we're going to be selling. And we also have the Honey Cookbook that all of the beekeeper, the members of the club have pulled together and submitted recipes. And we made up a little honey cookbook. So
nice.
We'll have those for sale as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. But, you know, you're always wanting to find out new ideas
yes.
on how to use honey, and I bet there's a lot of them in there.
Oh, there are, and there's some great recipes. In fact, we tried the honey candy out on Sunday. We did that for part of our club meeting, and it was a hit.
All right.
Well, so.
Good deal. Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds like good. I think we covered everything that you're going to be having at the festival, and that's going to be when and where again, Janet?
May 17th, St. John's Lutheran Church on M52 from 10 to 4.
10 to 4. Put it on your calendar right now so you don't forget about it, right?
That's right. So,
and this is such a family affair,
yes,
Don.
It is. It is definitely aimed towards the family. Bring the kids. We love them to be there.
That's right. Yeah.
Because they'll love it when they go through that line and they get a piece of honey candy.
Oh, yeah.
Again and again and again.
Excellent. Well, I'm so glad to have you on the program, and that make sure that you do have that on your calendars, folks. May 17th from 10 a.m. until 4. It's a Saturday at St. John's Lutheran Church, the River Raisin Beekeepers Festival. It's always such a nice time and always such a great group of people to come out and chat with and have some fun with, too. So I'm sure you encourage people to stop out, Don.
Yes, yes. Beekeepers. When you get a bunch of them together, it really is a good, fun group to be around.
A lot of good buzz going on, right?
Yes, there is.
Sorry. I know
love
that had
the fun.
Yeah. But it's a good time for all. Janet Tucker and Don Warner, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about it. And I hope we get some more people that are interested in beekeeping, too.
I hope so.
And thank you for having us.
We'll really appreciate it. Thank you so much. This has been, and we've been talking about the River Raisin Beekeepers here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.